You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
On Friday, I also talked to a criminology lecturer at the University of Auckland, Eme Rakete, who is Ngāpuhi, about her concerns surrounding the repeal of Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act. We also talked about the Ngāpuhi Hikoi taking place today in opposition to the Act and what they believe the government should be doing next. Backlash surrounding the proposed repeal of Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act has been ongoing for quite some time now. Now, in the coming week, Ngāpuhi have two hikoi planned in opposition to this. Have these been in the works for a while, or has something specific triggered this now?
The hikoi that Ngāpuhi are making are in response to a number of policies that this government has been pursuing that have been to the detriment of Māori. We've seen over the course of this administration an overall hostility towards Māori and towards the Te Tiriti partnership that was established at the foundation of this country. But it's really the attacks on Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act, led by the ACT Party and by Minister for Children Karen Chawa, that have brought this conflict to fruition with these hikoi.
What are your main concerns for Māori Tamariki around the repeal of 7AA?
So Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act clarifies that the government has a responsibility to partner with iwi Māori and with Māori social organisations to ensure that Tamariki Māori stay within their whānau, hapū and iwi when they enter into the child protection system. Now, the Oranga Tamariki Act is completely unambiguous that at all times the state's highest responsibility is the well-being of children, and nothing in the Act, not even Section 7AA, overrides that ultimate responsibility. Now, the Minister for Children has systematically mystified this in order to present her attack on Section 7AA as being in the interests of children. But Section 7AA could never have been used to put children in situations where they would have been in danger anyway. So there's no safekeeping or safeguarding responsibility argument that can be made in favour of the repeal of Section 7AA. It is instead a purely ideological attack on Māori, on the political power of Māori organisations, on the mana of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and on Māori social organisations. Moana Iruera, Dr. Moana Iruera, as the head of Ngāpuhi Iwi Social Services, has put in years building a relationship with Oranga Tamariki to try to keep Ngāpuhi children and Māori children as a whole out of state care and inside of their whānau, their hapū and their iwi, so they remain connected to mana Māori. The repeal of Section 7AA is a direct attack on the work that she's been doing, on the work that Māori across the country have been doing, and a backlash like this has been completely inevitable as soon as the government began pursuing this policy.
So just to clarify, you're saying that the Minister for Children is basically spreading information that's factually incorrect to what is actually in Section 7AA?
Whenever the government looks to change the law, the ministry does a policy advice document, basically saying what could happen if we did go ahead with this change. And by Oranga Tamariki's own analysis, Section 7AA never led to any Māori children coming to harm, could never have led to any Māori children coming to harm, and there is no evidence whatsoever that Section 7AA was ever used to put Māori children into situations which are unsafe. The Minister has relied on insinuation, and she's relied upon anecdote, but nobody at any point has ever presented any kind of evidence-based argument for the repeal of Section 7AA. It is a purely ideological attack upon Māori, led by the ACT Party and facilitated by this government.
The Minister of Children has made it quite clear that she doesn't have any plans to move backwards on the repeal. It's something she definitely wants to go forward with. So what is Ngāpuhi hoping to achieve with the hikoi and other protest?
This is an assertion of sovereignty on the part of Ngāpuhi. We never ceded, I'm from Ngāpuhi, we never ceded sovereignty to the New Zealand government, and the Paparahi o Te Raki report from the Waitangi Tribunal has been very clear that we always retained our national sovereignty. But Māori, Ngāpuhi children make up a plurality of Māori children in state care. We have seen over decades that the state care system systemically enabled the rape, torture and abuse of young people and children in this country, a majority of whom were Māori. This Minister for Children has been handed, in the last week, a report showing that 200,000 children and young people were raped, tortured or abused in the state care system. And the attack, with attack on Section 7A, is likely to cause more tamariki and rangatahi Māori to be taken into state care, where we have very well-founded fears that they will face violence of the exact same kind that was facilitated for decades by Karen Chau's predecessors. So there are very real concerns on the part of Māori that this attack on Section 7AA will result in serious harm being caused to Māori children. And it is that fear and that principle to protect and defend Māori children that's motivating our police to go ahead with the sequoia.
Yeah, I did want to touch on the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in State Care, which is what you're referencing, and just to ask if concerns have increased following the results of that, which it sounds like they have. And just to clarify, are you worried that this change, it could possibly trigger a repeat of history?
So we had for decades in this country a child protection system which used borstals, child boot camps, child prison camps, which facilitated serious physical and sexual abuse of children in the history of this country. 200,000 people at least were victimized in this way. And at the same time as this government is attacking its responsibilities to Māori and attacking the rights of Māori to have not just a say, but to have control over the child protection system, it is also pushing ahead with a return to something like the borstal system, a return to boot camps, a return to prison camps for children and young people. So yes, there are very, very real fears that the government is simultaneously making the child protection system much less transparent and also returning to a form of youth justice, which we know in the past was used to facilitate physical and sexual violence against children and young people.
So on top of the opposition to the repeal of 7AA, Ngāpuhi walked out of a meeting with the Prime Minister today in protest of other coalition policies. What are some other concerns surrounding recent policies from the government?
Well, the Treaty Principles Bill, which has been much discussed, is another form that this government's hostile orientation towards Māori and towards Te Tiriti has taken. But this is a very predictable response. Like, this is how people respond when their rights and their political power are infringed upon. So actions like this will inevitably happen and will probably continue to happen in the future.
That was the University of Auckland's Eme Rākete on the Ngāpuhi opposition to the proposed repeal of Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.